it's okay when before we do one of the agenda items on discussion, we have someone who wanted to speak on item K who can't be here at that time. And so we were going to accommodate him and let him speak for 2 minutes now.
Thank you. We'll take out of order then a public comment on item K, which we are not hearing at this moment, to accommodate the speaker. 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chief. And I apologize for that. And thank you for taking me out of order. I was hoping to comment during public comments, period. My name is Ignacio Hernandez. I'm here actually on behalf of the California Attorneys for Criminal Justice, which is a criminal defense association. I also regularly appear on behalf of the California Federation of Interpreters, but they'll have their own representative this afternoon speaking to item K. On the language access plan, let me just say two quick things about it. Support the language access plan. Most of it, we've been supportive of the idea of it. We participated in the development of it. Thank you. There is one change that I urge you to make today, one short amendment, and then adopt it. And for those who have it in front of you, it is on page 48, and it is paragraph 16, which talks about a pilot project for video remote interpreting, which was added after the comment period in November and was added at a meeting in December, which was telephonic, and we didn't have an opportunity to respond to this particular amendment at that hearing since it was telephonic and no public comments were being accepted. It says two things, essentially. We're going to create a pilot. We're going to create standards and guidelines for technology for video remote. However, courts are free to do whatever they want. They can go forward with their own video remote approach, and they do not have to comply with the guidelines and standards that are going to be developed. That's contradictory. So on the one hand, we think it's great where we're going to do this video remote, figure out the best way to do it, set standards and guidelines, but how can we also tell courts they can do whatever they want? So that line, which is, I believe, the next to last line on page 48, starts, the judicial counsel should make clear that this pilot project would not preclude or prevent any court from proceeding on its own to deploy remote interpreting so long as it allows LEP court users to fully meaningfully participate in the proceedings. That needs to be stricken. And again, that was not in the original plan. It was inserted after public comments. I do not know who asked for that language. I assume it's courts who did not want to comply and wanted to go on their own. Please strike that and adopt the plan. Everything else, go with it. It's a great plan. I'm open to questions. I know you don't normally ask questions, but it'd be nice. I think on this one is so important because the message that on the ground to interpreters is that we conceded.
30 seconds.
Thank you. We said we would go forward with the video remote. We will participate. We will participate in the pilot. It was a huge concession as long as there are standards and guidelines. But now you're saying courts can go forward on their own without standards and guidelines, and presumably even after the plan is implemented and guidelines are adopted, they can continue to ignore them.
Time.
Stand by this plan. Stand by the original version. And I ask you to make that one amendment and go forward, and I'll take the victory lap with you.
Thank you. I will, just so you know, because I know you can't be here, I wrote that down. I will ask that question.
I appreciate it. I will do my best to be here. I have to catch a plane, and they change my time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.